Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Let me ask you if Asheville's very own Edge. Oh. Edge Copeland.
Yeah.
Best husband.
Edge Phoenix.
Are the rumors true that he's coming back to wrestle?
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know. I want to be surprised like at the 2010 Rumble when he came out. Nobody knew he was coming back.
I saw it yesterday on – it was not even a wrestling website. It was I don't remember what it was. It said WWE and Edge, rumors of a return where there's smoke, there's fire. And I was like, is he going to be part of – who are the two guys? We want the smoke. We want the Street Profits. Is Edge going to be a Street Profit?
They're going to put the bed back in the ring? Do that bit again?
Rated R Superstar. Yeah. I love him. I'd like to meet him.
I know.
I'd love to meet him.
Come on, yeah, Edge.
That'd be cool. Looks like he might, though. Looks like he might.
That's what it was saying. It's like, man, I'm glad you're back healthy enough to do that. Because it looked there for a while that he was real hurt, real bad.
Oh, yeah.
Real life talk.
Yeah, I mean, his neck was bad. Maybe it has gotten better to the point he can come back.
I mean, he don't podcast anymore, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got time.
What's Christian going to do now?
Hell, he'll come back, too.
I want to find out if that's a work or a shoot. Either way.
They'll come back together.
Yeah. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Friday. It is good. In less than an hour, your first chance today for the P1 payoff. That's $1,000 each day that we do, starting at 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
Ten times, right?
Yeah.
10 times a day.
Yep.
All right. This right here, you wet my whistle with this one, Jimmy.
Man, this is...
And I mean that sexually.
This is interesting to me. This is a guy I know, and I know at least one or two of you guys know of him.
I don't want to know the person.
Yeah, okay.
Do I like the person?
I don't know.
Okay. Good then I say. Don't want to know because I don't want it to be biased. When you feel as though someone is being catfished, but also as you've further investigated this, they may be the catfish.
You just want me to say what I think is going on?
Let's explain what catfishing is, because a lot of people, that doesn't mean what it used to mean. Catfish was, it started off as a documentary about this guy named Neve who met this person online and something didn't add up and he started documenting the thing. Did it turn out to be a work? Like, was it just a documentary just to do a documentary?
No, I think it was really the older lady in Michigan or whatever, Wisconsin or somewhere up there.
So they follow him on this journey to meet this lady, and it turns out it's not the person. So the fictional
mm-hmm. persona.
Yeah, she had stolen pictures.
Yeah,
and then MTV gave him a TV show where they would do it weekly, and catfishing referring to the bottom feeders.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like they're dragging the bottom.
Yeah.
So. You think, Nine, that someone's being catfished, but perhaps they are the catfish.
Yeah.
Catfisher.
They're both playing both parts of this.
Okay.
And this is a guy who I guess is probably in his 50s.
Okay.
We'll stick with that 50s for the sake of ambiguity.
Yes.
I think he's – I mean, if you want me to say what I think has happened, and then we can discuss why I think this. I think he's created his own, like, George Glass from the Brady Bunch fake girlfriend on the internet.
Jan Brady's boyfriend.
But
she would go pretend to answer the phone and talk to her boyfriend, George Glass. Uh-huh.
But he's done this to the point where his fake girlfriend has her own, like, social media accounts.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Like, you know, she's got her own IG and stuff.
Upstate Unsolved Mysteries. Okay, I'm going to have to see the pictures because otherwise I'm not going to...
You're the right person, Matt, to run this by.
I'm going to show Matt this one first because Matt's conspiracy-minded.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Paranoid as hell. We both are.
Okay, thanks.
In a good way.
As long as someone around me is like-minded, I'm okay with being called paranoid.
Now, this is going to give away who it is, and you'll know who it is from this picture. This picture is one that I saved from a Snap story.
Okay.
It's where his girlfriend supposedly had his phone while he was asleep. And took a picture of him and put it on Snapchat.
Oh, how
but
sweet.
Tell me that ain't a selfie. That's a selfie he took of himself in his own bed. Oh,
he's bundled up in the covers. How would he have the arm out?
You get it's an not arm even underneath the cover.
I don't.
That's a selfie.
Caitlin will Fat send Lord. Me pictures of me of. When I fall asleep on the couch, my head will be laid back, my mouth's wide open. She'll sit there. She'll take selfies with me, or she'll just do, like, boomerangs of me, like, asleep.
I know it happens, but looking at the angle, I'm convinced it's a selfie with the arm out of the blanket.
She put the eggplant emoji right there.
No, like a selfie page, that picture.
Kind of. It's real close.
Yeah, why would you get that close up on somebody if you're taking a picture? It's got to be a selfie.
Well, okay, so... So that she posted that on her Instagram.
No, can I see that was from Snap.
Okay, can
that
I
was
see
from his Snap?
Can I see a picture? Is it going to mess up my judgment knowing who the guy is?
Well, you know that from that picture I just showed you.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Never mind then.
Okay, I didn't recognize who that was.
Now, what other picture do you want to see?
I want to see her.
Oh, there's a picture of her.
Okay, she's cute.
Yeah, there's another one.
Oh, it's went to hot now.
Yeah,
she's hot.
Huh.
There's another one.
There, you've put these in some kind of order. She's growing hotter as it goes. This is going to be a ding-a-ling on the fourth
I'm just scrolling now.
It's going to work.
I'm just scrolling. There's one of her sleeping.
Okay, so that's not a selfie because I see both of her arms.
I know, that's not a selfie, but where did the picture
come from? That's a footie. She took it with her foot.
It's an odd-looking photo to me.
It looks cropped.
It is cropped. What else? What's missing from it?
Somebody else laying there on the bed, been cropped out.
Is it
that looks like it's a video, like a screenshot from a video that's been cropped.
Yes, and you can't make out who it is. But do the other pictures resemble the same person, though?
Oh, yeah, but I don't know where they're coming from because a lot of them look like they've been oddly cropped, like there's weird stuff going on, and I don't know where they came from, but they, you know, like what's up with the quality?
That person's been cropped out, too.
Yeah, the quality varies so greatly from one picture to the next.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how many different phones you taking pictures on?
Those have to be real, right?
So all you do is, I learned this from that show, is that you take the picture and you put it into Google, and it's called, not Pixel. Because Pixel's the phone. Maybe it is called Google Pixel or something. But anyway, you put that picture into the Google search engine, and it will show you everywhere on the internet where that photo's been. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, you'll see some stuff. Like, somebody made an Instagram for my beard. Yeah. That was you son of a bitch.
But
fat boy, it was too.
Why would I do it?
Because you're the only person that follows you.
What's the motivation?
Just because you were tweeting out.
Yeah, I mean, I've been accused of being like the head of other Twitter accounts.
Like, do you have a burner account, fat boy?
I don't.
Fat boy says he doesn't. Paige, do you have a burner account?
I don't mess with that.
I like to troll with my own.
Paige has 14 Twitters, but it's only because she keeps forgetting the password.
No, I had another one because somebody signed up under my name.
I'm thinking, well, obviously it's a real person, but I think it's a real profile, right? I mean, you got a lot of these pictures.
Okay, here's the way this will be solved.
Okay,
and yes, I have a burner account. It's at Gale Beard Co. Now, with that right there, though, Jimmy, How many followers does she have? Because here's where I'm going to be very judgmental. A girl that hot, that attractive, that pretty will have a significant amount of followers, unless it's private and she chooses and picks.
Yeah.
How many friends she got?
355.
Hmm.
But look at this lineup of people. It's all people.
Whoa.
Yeah, there he is.
Fat Boy is friends with this person.
I know all these people.
Can I tell you something?
I know every one of these people.
Why are you messing with this guy? No, it's not you.
So, I'm friends with this person. But then I wasn't. And immediately got a request back.
Did he unfriend you?
But I'm thinking it's real. Because those pictures, you would have to take them all at once and then post them. But that would get around to somebody, right? The way Facebook is, that would get back to like, hey, you're getting, these are your pictures.
Can I see another picture of the guy, Nine?
Yeah.
At this point, I don't mind if it gives it away. I won't say who it is.
Well, yeah, please don't say who it is.
Will not. But
should I wave at him, like send a message?
Oh, that dude, no, he's like 60. He's not 50.
He might be 60.
He's like 60.
He might, really? Well, she's like 25, and he's like 60. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that don't happen. But still, it's one fishy thing after another.
I think you're
here.
Just jealous.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think you're just jealous that this 60-year-old dude sitting there getting this little...
If I'm jealous of anybody, I'm jealous of her.
I mean, look
at that. That's a handsome fella.
Now, see, how is that a selfie? Because you... See, I don't understand.
He's got two arms. Well, you can't see.
You get the time
like
release,
so.
Too.
Yeah. Well, he's holding the camera like this.
Yeah.
You should have to like provide vital information if you start up a profile. Social, all that stuff. That's the only way you can stop all this.
You should.
Well, so what was the
I'm telling you.
See, this is well, if we were on TV, we wouldn't be able to show the pictures anyway, but
yeah, we couldn't do it.
What was the first lead off to that? Was it you saw what that guy looked like? Cuz I'll tell you something. He's not attractive. I
at
wouldn't.
All,
would,
at
you,
all.
Would you, Fat Boy?
No, but I feel like I wouldn't have a choice.
Yeah, you know what tipped me off to it initially? I got the initial friend request, and so did another guy I know.
Yeah.
And he pointed out, man, that looks like a fake profile. Because that does.
Uh-huh. What are the telltale signs of a fake profile? Like that where they're poorly, people have been cropped out and...
All the pictures are oddly cropped. The quality varies so much from picture to picture. In this case, if you look here... All the same pictures are on this account that are also on this account. And it's just one after another, the same handful of oddly cropped, old-looking pictures.
So you think that he... So what's the motivator for that? You think he does that because...
I have no idea.
If he's this you know... by the way, several 60-something dudes that listen to the show are texting in telling me to blank off. I'm just saying you're older, okay? Is it that when you see that guy who's 60, probably something years old, and not very handsome at all, you see him with that, is it like, is it a little bit of jealousy, Jimmy?
No, I mean, people do what they do. I don't care. It don't bother me a bit.
But you see it, and it doesn't match up.
I'm hanging out by myself.
But it goes back to that whole dating out of your league thing or kicking out of your coverage thing.
It's just over time, seeing these things pop up on these social medias here,
yeah,
it has looked to me like that's what's going on. And it would look like that to anybody who's actually paying attention.
You guys should look the pictures up on 10i.com. It'll also show you the same thing Matt Mann was talking about. 10 with an I.
Yeah, I'm using that one now.
10i.com.
But if they're off like, you know, a private Instagram, you probably can't find them.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so the dating out of your league thing. Like, I've been...
Also, if you're not dating out of your league, you shouldn't bother suiting up.
Yeah, but, okay, so, like, dating out of your league or kicking out of your coverage is the other one. Like, people have said that to me before about Caitlin. And remember the nice compliment former intern, the Ghost of Booger, said that time? And
hey, man.
And it's like, oh, man, kicking out of your coververage, dating out of your league. And I'm like, yeah, wait a minute. You just called me really ugly.
That's what it
like
means.
I know. It's like such a slap in the face. It's like a handshake and then an elbow. It's like, man, your girlfriend's hot. Why is she with you?
They don't say it to girls. Like, oh, you outkicked your coverage when it comes to him. He's hot.
No, what they
probably
say
got one of these.
Is what do you see in him is what your friends would say if he's not that cute.
Three fingers.
No, I mean, they'd like, what do you see in that guy? What does he have that, you know?
I'm glad Nine's doing this because, you know, you got to get to the bottom.
Oh, he's working feverishly over here. Like, he's got like 15 tabs open up.
Let me get a couple.
No, not like those.
No.
It's good, though.
Like, do, okay, so the whole, that is a thing that is very odd because Paige just gave a great example that when women see their girlfriends, hey, girlfriend, what's up, girl, what's up, slut? And they see him with some guy that they think is, they could date a more attractive guy, they will say, well, what do you see in him? In other words, I'm judging the book by the cover. Book's kind of fat and haggard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Book's like, graying a little bit.
I mean, your girlfriends aren't going to say, clearly you can do better than that piece of nothing.
Is this person doing
it? I hope not.
Yeah.
Is this person doing it to actually get somebody real?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, the motivation, like, is he getting back at an ex to try to, like, yeah, look what I'm getting now? Or is it, using the catfish term, is it bait that he's slinging out there where other girls say, well, if that's the fad to date dudes who look like that, then maybe I'll get into it also.
Ugmos.
Yeah, they're all sheep anyway.
Or they'll message him saying, I'm hotter than that bitch. What are you doing with her?
I think it's like the Finch and American Pie thing. You know, Blank Break, where he would, he was paying the one girl to go around, and then all these rumors were starting about, you know, his stuff being big and like how he's hitting everything that moves. I think it's like that. Like he created his own online girlfriend to tempt in other women because he's like, man, women are attracted to dudes who are with somebody. So I'm going to create a fake online girlfriend to get women interested in me.
Paige, does that work, though? If you heard a guy had a really big Dugan, would you certainly be, like, instantly attracted to him?
Not if he's sloppy and disgusting. But I mean, you still got to wake up to that in the morning, even though, you know, you got to look at the face.
Yeah.
And the breath and
what's,
the farts.
What's laying on me, a body pillow?
No,
it's me.
Yeah. Yeah. Face, breath, and farts.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Face, breath, and farts in the morning.
My.
It's like the reality of what you did the night before. You're chewing off your arm.
All right, we got some calls on hold. We'll do some open phones. 1-800-774-0093. I would like to talk to people that are quote dating out of their leagues. And does that bother you? And are there any women out there that are self-confessed dating out of their leagues or do you get your girlfriend saying, what are you seeing here?
Yeah. You know,
because do couples have to be equal hotness? They're not.
No.
No, they don't have to be. Again, I say to anybody, if you're not playing out of your league, you shouldn't bother.
Right. Sit on the bench.
Yeah.
You can have four hair lips, but if you got a great personality, then I love you.
Yeah. By the way, somebody asked, any pictures of them both together? No, not a one.
God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, all the pictures are like individual pictures of varying qualities. Like there's different phones from one selfie. This one, that phone, this one.
That's weird.
This phone.
God.
The hair color changes really dark.
Oh, she's doing that thing where she pushes her hip out in the pictures to make her butt look bigger.
Much lighter.
It don't work for me.
Like much thinner from one week to the next.
Jimmy, a couple people saying that you sound jealous right now.
I'm just...
You jelly?
He ain't jelly.
You jelly.
I was in high school.
No, I'm just investigating this because I noticed something weird and started looking into it.
I think Jeremy Clements and his wife, Courtney, are equal hotness. I think they're both very model-esque types.
They're both cute as hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks good in his Hurley.
All my other friends, though, have way hotter wives.
They're both cute as a bug's ear, both of them.
They really are. All right, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. We'll talk about catfishing, we'll talk about kicking out of your coverage, and more on The Rise, guys. It's Friday, everybody.
Is The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
That's fan bias.
Paige.
Get naked.
And Fat Boy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anybody.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:34. We're doing open phones. 1-800-774-0093. Nine absolutely has busted someone for catfishing. And they're catfishing themselves.
Himself.
Like doing it to either get back at an ex or to make it look like, hey, I'm over here knocking the boots off.
Yeah.
Whatever the phrase is. What do you call what is it called now? Like if you're like, you know, just playing around, you know, not playing around, but you're not being, you know, totally like down to brass tacks. You say what you want to go bump nasties? Like what is the words to use now?
Oh, it's bumping uglies. Ain't it bumping uglies?
Well, no. I hope not.
Bumping uglies.
1-800-774-0093. Oh, that sucks. Let's talk to Gary on line 4, who was catfished. Or excuse me, on line 3. How dare I? Gary on line 3, who was catfished while serving in our armed forces. Oh, I'm sorry, Gary.
Yeah.
How are you doing, sir? Yeah.
I can't complain. It's a beautiful Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. So where were you? Where were you stationed when you were catfished? And how'd you figure it all out?
I was stationed at Fort Stewart, Georgia, Hinesville. Mm-hmm. And obviously when you're in the military, you have a large group of people and you're associated with a lot of people, large social circle. So I had a lot of friends and whatnot. And one day I got this Facebook message, like most common people did. And it's like, hey, good looking. You know, I was in the military. I wasn't with nobody. I was like, I would oblige this conversation.
Yeah.
So I started writing back, and she's like, hey, I'm from such and such place. I was like, cool, so am I. I'm from there, too. And she's like, well, do you want to meet up for dinner Saturday? I was like, no problem. So after my final formation, you know, I packed up, and I drove up to my hometown. Yeah. It's about 4.5 hours away, give or take. We was to meet up at the Applebee's. So we get to the Applebee's, I'm sitting there, and my friend's mom shows up, and she's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, ooh. I'm waiting on my date. And she sits down, and she's like, surprise.
Ooh.
And I'm like, excuse me? And she's like, yeah, that was me. And I was
How'd
like,
she
you're,
look?
My, you're my real, I'm sorry?
How'd she look?
She's a strong 7. She was my friend, one of my real good friend's mom. She was that, you know, Stacy's mom's got it going on thing.
Yeah.
Awful song.
So she sat down and she was just like, I'm going to just shoot it straight to you. She's like, I don't want a relationship. She goes, I just need a boy toy. And I'm like, you're my friend's mom. She's like, we cut all through that red tape. She's like, are we doing this or not? And I'm like, well, baby, I'm 2-3 beers in already. I guess I drove 4 hours. I cannot disservice my country by denying you your... You're right.
Wow, really? Wow. So was it just the one time, or did it happen?
No. We actually continued this for a good little while. She ended up getting pregnant and having my son, and she didn't want a relationship at all. None. She didn't want no relationship. She just, you know, she figured it was going to happen, and my good friend was upset. I mean, he was mad.
Oh, my God. He found out that it was yours?
Oh, yeah, he found out, and he... Let me tell you something. He blew a gasket. It took about 2 or 3 months to. I'm sorry?
He was making a cruel joke.
He's making a terrible joke. That's fat boy.
So if y'all had gotten together, your best friend would have been your stepson.
That's what would make it even worse. Wow. Because it took about 3 months to cool down, and we all were sitting there talking about it, and he had made some kind of joke or something. I was like, listen, when I get home, your room better be clean. You know, I was making jokes like that.
Oh, man.
And my son was born, and I was like, hey, I need you to watch your brother while me and your mom go out.
My God.
That's awful.
Wow.
You know, I was just making jokes back and forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything's calmed down, and, you know, I see his mom every now and then, and, you know, when I cross her path, and, you know, I go see my son, and because we co-parent very well, we're just not together.
Yeah.
And when I go see his mom, my kid's mom, you know, we throw down and, you know, we're like, hey, listen, here's $20. Be gone. You know, leave.
Jeez Louise. So do you think, looking back now, she just wanted to have another baby and was just looking for a donor?
You know what? I even told her that. I was like, she had baby syndrome or baby fever so bad.
Yeah.
But I wasn't privy. Obviously, I was young. I was in the military. You know, I had already come back from a deployment. You know, I was just looking for a good time. And in my mind, I thought she was too. But she, you know, she even told me, she goes, you ain't got to worry about me getting pregnant, which should have been a red flag, but I was young.
Let me ask you something that I'm thinking about now, here.
Hindsight's 2020.
Yeah. That may have been the case. Let me ask you something. Is it in bad taste for a soldier? Like, let's say she said, hey, I've got some fantasy for to make love to a soldier. Is it in bad taste or against any kind of code of ethics for you to wear your uniform while you have sex? Serious question.
Behind closed doors, I haven't never heard the policy. You can't do it in open public, PDA in public. Okay. But behind closed doors, yes, I did wear my uniform.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what she wanted. She wanted to grab a hold of my dog tag. She even wanted to wear my PC. She was a very naughty. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was a very naughty woman. Yeah. I told her, I was like, baby, I'm like Bush in Iraq. I don't pull out.
God bless America. Yeah. Amen. Write a book. I'd love to read it. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Have a good morning.
Yes, you too.
Gary's my muse.
He's the man with the lines.
I always wanted to be seduced by an older woman.
Right? Me too.
Not too old, as I'm getting older, but, you know.
Yeah.
I guess around my age.
At this point, aren't you waiting for, like, the...
All my friends' moms are ugly. No offense.
At this point, like, you know, I'm 35, so now it's like this is when the younger women are supposed to get into me, right?
Oh, well.
Or let me get into them either way.
Either way. Fat boy, you've talked to these folks. Where should we go?
You want to talk to Anonymous on one?
Anonymous, good morning. It says here you have some tips. What kind of tips do we have?
Yeah, let me just start by saying that guy, I don't know whether to give him a high five or hit him in the face. As a service member and a mother, like, that is the best worst story I think I've ever heard.
I know.
I loved it.
As far as tips go, I was just going to say, if you really want to see if someone's a fake account, I met my significant other online, and, like, you just got to stalk the crap out of them. Like, you really do. You just got to check on, like, when their photos were taken and when they were posted. You can search up their name, and if that's, like, the only social media account that pops up, obviously it's probably a fake one. The picture of the quality, if it changes in every picture, probably a fake one. Like, there's just so many different things you can do just to make sure that it's a real person.
So did you get catfished in the past?
No, I didn't. Me and my husband have been together for almost 2 years now, but... I mean, I definitely double checked before I met him in person.
Do you think 9 is the new Neve? Fat boy could be the gray-headed guy because of his goatee.
I think 9 is either looking out for a guy that he doesn't like or he's a little jelly. But I think Fat boy had some pretty good points.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Anonymous. Have a good morning.
It's so much work.
You too.
I said that, too. It's just how it kind of came off at the beginning. But once you explain that, Jimmy, it just becomes kind of a rabbit hole of online investigation.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you know, as far as I know, the woman in question did not exist.
Yeah. Ever?
Hang on. Prior to.
Yeah, because, dude, there's a Instagram verified profile for a sim. Essentially, like it's not a robot either. It's all simulated, but they're verified, and it's like they're AI profile. That's so weird.
Yeah.
You ever get fooled by animated porno? Let's go to line 4.
Didn't exist till right before Christmas.
Did you spell his name right? Is it? What's your name, sir?
Thad. By Thaddeus.
Oh. Okay, I figured Fat Boy misspelled Brad or Chad. What's up, Thad?
How are y'all this morning?
Good, man. What's up with you?
I'm calling. I'm good. I'm headed to work. Right here on Highway 153.
Thank you.
I'm calling in about the dating out of your league.
Yeah.
So I met my soon-to-be wife where I used to work in Fairplay. She was the office receptionist / accountant, HR. She done all that for the company that she's still working for.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually married, but was going through some marital problems with my ex-wife. She couldn't stay at a loan company. I ended up losing a bunch of crap because of her. and me and the office receptionist, Brenda, ended up falling in love. She's 44 years old, and I'm 28. And I'll show my friends a picture of her. And they think she's younger than I am.
Nice.
But she's got kids that are just a few years younger than me.
Yeah. And does that bother you?
No.
Yeah.
No. Like the guy that was talking before, you know, I make jokes about it sometimes, yeah. It's funny.
But so you're okay with your friends jokingly saying or even being serious about it that you're dating out of your league. You consider that a compliment?
Oh, absolutely.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how does she look?
to me, she's definitely a 10.
Yeah.
You know, I'll ask my friends, and she's, you know, an 8.5, a 9.
And what about, what do you rate yourself?
Oh, I mean, I don't know, probably a 4, a 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sound like a 2.
You sound like a 3, I think.
Goodness.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. All right.
But yeah, she's definitely out of my league.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just kind of your friends are you know, they're saying, yeah, she's really attractive, and you're not at all. What does she see in you? That's weird. You know, it's such a weird thing. And thank you for your call, and thank you for your service. Wait a minute. You didn't serve.
Absolutely.
Never mind. Have a good morning.
No, I didn't serve.
All right. Well, you never mind.
He was going to take credit, though.
God bless America. All right. I wonder if the guy with the guy with the military uniform that slept with his friend's mom, I wonder I don't know. It's just that's a strange. I wish we'd kept him on more because I started thinking of more. I kind of zoned out on that last call. I started thinking of more questions about the military guy,
right?
Yeah, about he was like the best.
Like if you know, like nine. You're not seeing anyone right now. You're a free man. You're like a bird flying high in the sky. Let's say you met somebody online and then they sat down and it. Somebody that you knew, someone close. I'm not going to say it's my mama, God forbid, or nine. I'm not going to say it's Fat Boy's mom or Paige's mom, but certain times, like you would say, all right, why not? Right?
Knowing me, probably not.
I'm trying to help you out.
You know, who? Like what? Somebody's mom?
Uh-uh.
No, probably not.
You would not?
I don't think I would.
No.
I don't know anybody's.
What if she was in service and asked you to do that for your country?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, you're not a patriot.
Like this is getting complicated now.
Yeah. Man,
that was a lot of work.
People don't believe. Several people were texting him. They didn't believe that story. He didn't skip a beat. I believe every morsel of that.
Yeah.
And I dreamed of those days back in my 20s.
Right.
I really did.
Didn't we all?
30s. Early 40s. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex? We'll go into that before we get into some pigskin picks in the FOF line.
We're going to find out what's up with David Lee Roth and the health of Eddie Van Halen. We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I thought Eddie Van Halen's good again, right? He doesn't have mouth cancer anymore? Or no, maybe it's back.
He isn't doing well now.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll find out more on Van Halen next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, well, Diamond David Lee Roth, he kicked off his Las Vegas residency this week, and his voice is not the same as it was in 1978. According to reports, it's not the same. He's off key, and he's not singing as well as he used to.
Well, somebody should check in on, who's the other one that sings? Vince Neil.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. Oh, a wellness check is needed.
Can't be worse than Vince Neil.
Meanwhile, in a recent interview, David Lee Roth said that Edward Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen, his health is not in the best of health. And there's other rumors that he's still battling cancer again. He's on the decline.
I hope his health gets in better health.
Well, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, he just got treated, right, for his throat?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's bad. But in good news, though, I saw the other day that cancer cases went down in 2019 in America.
Yeah, especially great year.
But I think infants with cancer went up.
That's not good.
Smoking earlier and earlier now.
Nah, it's not just
that. Yeah.
It's just why. But
that's why they raised the age of 21.
But it's like that should be all over the place, you know? We've been telling cancer to F off for years, and finally it's getting a hint.
Yeah.
So I guess David Lee Roth, he's at Mandalay Bay this time, and the prices for his tickets, they start pretty high. And if his voice is off key, that's a long show to listen to something that doesn't sound the same as it used to.
Bless you. I can't make it. I'm going to see Kanye at Dollywood.
Oh, yeah, you got an appointment.
I'm going to church.
With Kanye and Pigeon Forge.
My mama's been after me to go to church.
You should.
I don't know about that Yeezy.
I don't know.
He always looks mad.
Got me a hoodie for $175.
He's hard of hearing.
Gives me money when I'm in need.
All right. Well, if you're looking for a new job, did you know that you can get paid a six-figure salary to work at Taco Bell?
Really?
What was the rest of the first story, though? That was it?
Well, I was talking about David Lee Roth and his voice going downhill. Do we have a recording of his voice?
We got the dry vocals from Best Damn. You want those?
Yeah.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah!
Hi-ya! It should sound like crap now. I mean, you screamed like that for 30-something years. 40 years.
Yeah, I imagine he did a lot of things that were bad for it.
Like, you know, when I don't know how Jesse James Dupri still does it. I mean, he's not as old as DLR, but still.
Yeah, I don't get how he's still going.
Well, I got that devil's devil, bro. That's how I do it.
Devil's devil, cinnamon whiskey.
That's where it's, pull the curtain back, that's where it's tough to do a little Jesse, because I can't get loud like he can.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
They get loud as hell.
I can't yell rally, hookah-chucka.
Oi.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like any other thing, like sports. You can't last forever. The voice, you got to train it and keep it in the finest health.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, okay, ask yourself this. Let's say original lineup Van Halen comes to the Well, all right? Is that something you're going to be clamoring to go see at this point? Honestly, be honest with you. Not, oh, it's another event, I got nothing else to do kind of thing. But you would hear about it and say, yes, in 2020, I want to go see Van Halen now.
I mean, how was it when you went in Charlotte? Was it good then?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you and tell you that I was very, very intoxicated. I bought 2 Van Halen t-shirts from the merch counter.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, damn. I was very, 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 very drunk.
But even then, that was like, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, it was, 2009. Yeah, saw him in Charlotte at the, whatever they call the Hornets Arena now.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be good now or not.
No.
I wouldn't care to go see, no offense to anybody out there listening, if you're fans of them. I wouldn't go see Motley Crue at this point.
That'd be fun.
I saw.
I'd love to see that event. Sounds like you did at Rock and Rio.
But you're going for the everything falling apart. You're not going because you want to go jam out.
No, I'm going to laugh at Vince.
Like, we saw Def Leppard in, like, 08, yeah. I guess it was. It was good. But then I saw them on TV performing over Christmas, and, oh, man, I felt bad for them.
It was not as good?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, it's been 12, 13 years, but yeah. It's just, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't care to go see the Rolling Stones.
Really?
No.
Oh, come on.
I go see the Stones. They're still good.
I want to remember Crew from when I saw them at Greenville. I mean, that was a decent show.
So Red, White, and Crew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Tommy Lee said Greensville.
Yeah. Yeah. I met them there. Tommy Lee was purple backstage.
Yeah, he was. That was odd.
Yeah.
Hanging upside down.
I was over in the corner of the photo while all of management's wives were tucked in with Motley Crue.
Yeah.
I looked like I was one of their security guards.
We had a couple chairs for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We're all getting closer by the minute to the big game that will ultimately lead to what is going to be a humdinger of a day, Super Punishment. So when we come back, Pigskin Picks, postseason edition, and you still got time to get in on F-Off Friday, the FOF line. If somebody's pissed you off this week, you want to start the weekend off right, get it out of your system. Call and bitch somebody out. 864-241-4318 and $1,000 with the P1 payoff. We got a lot of crap to do.
Yeah,
I should shut up and hit this play button.
Nightmarish creatures.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Perverse.
Debauch.
The Rise Guys.
Product of a diseased mind.
Weekday morning. On 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.